This is Tom Arms with LookEdNews.com's World Report for the week being the 27th of November. LookEd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The British Cabinet will try to firm up its chaotic negotiating position next Tuesday in preparation for a 14 December deadline. German support for Britain is crucial, but hamstrung by the failure of coalition talks. Next week should decide whether Germany has fresh elections or the parties continue talking. The OECD publishes its biannual economic outlook on Tuesday. Expect good news for everyone but the UK. Pope Francis is off to Asia to act as an honest broker in the Rohingya refugee crisis. He will visit both Myanmar and Bangladesh before returning to the Vatican for Advent celebrations on Sunday. UN-sponsored Syrian peace talks resume in Geneva on Tuesday between the regime of President Assad and the rebels. OPEC holds its biannual ministerial meeting on Thursday to decide whether to increase, decrease, or maintain oil production in OPEC countries. In Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta is sworn in as president on Tuesday after two controversial elections. Ivanka Trump, the first daughter, visits India on Tuesday to Thursday for the Global Entrepreneurship Conference. Red carpet celebrations include a dinner in the world's largest dining hall. Back in Washington, Attorney General Jeff Sessions makes another appearance before the Congressional Committee investigating the Russian hacking scandal. There will also be two confirmation hearings, Jerome Powell as head of the Federal Reserve Bank and the more controversial appointment of Alex Azar as Secretary for Health and Human Resources. And finally, there's a royal celebration in Sweden on Friday. 4-month-old Prince Gabriel Carl Walter is due to be christened at the Swedish Royal Chapel. He is third in line to the Swedish throne. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookEdNews.com's expanded World Analysis for the week beginning the 27th of November. LookEd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Brexit and cash dominates the British agenda next week. The government is trying to firm up its negotiating position before a big EU summit in mid-December, at the same time deal with the aftermath of the recent budget speech. German support for Britain is a key element in Britain's Brexit strategy, but that support is suffering from Chancellor Angela Merkel's failure to form a coalition. She wants to call another election, but President Frank-Walter Steinmeier wants more coalition talks. In Paris, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on Tuesday publishes its economic outlook for the second half of 2017. Its June report was generally rosy for all the developing countries except the UK. Pope Francis is immersing himself in the Rohingya crisis. He will be visiting both Myanmar and Bangladesh next week for talks with Myanmar and Bangladeshi government. 1 million Rohingyans have been forced to flee to Bangladesh. The Pope flies back to the Vatican on Saturday in time for Advent celebrations on Sunday. UN-sponsored Syrian peace talks resume in Geneva on Tuesday between the regime of President Assad and rebel forces. Israel is becoming increasingly worried about a growing rapprochement between Palestinian rival factions Hamas and Fatah. From next Friday, the two sides will start to share administrative control in Gaza. World oil production is on the agenda on Thursday at the biannual meeting of OPEC. The main discussion point is whether or not to extend production cuts or make even deeper ones in order to maintain oil prices. Oil prices have remained stable at between $50 and $60 a barrel for the past 6 months. In Kenya, Uhuru Kenyatta will be sworn in as president on Tuesday after two controversial elections. Kenyatta won both elections, but both were challenged in the Kenyan Supreme Court. The first was nullified and the second approved. Ivanka Trump, America's first daughter, will visit India on Tuesday to Thursday to co-host the Global Entrepreneurship Conference with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Red carpet celebrations include a dinner in the world's largest dining hall. Back in Washington, Attorney General Jeff Sessions makes another appearance before the Congressional Committee investigating the Russian hacking scandal. There will also be two confirmation hearings, Jerome Powell as head of the Federal Reserve Bank and the more controversial appointment of Alex Azar as Secretary for Health and Human Resources. Copernicus One, a European space agency satellite, on Friday starts pointing back on the impact of climate change on air pollution. On the same day, it is World AIDS Day. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.